Well, I watched Hayden come in this morning, and I realized that, I don't know if this is a children's moment or a youth moment anymore. He's really growing up. You get you a growth spurt here, this lady, because it's like you grew about that much. Well, Pastor Karen is going to be talking a little later today about one of the miracles that God did with the Jordan River. The kitchen has a really neat story. God's always working with us, always providing for us. A lot of times we don't pay attention enough to know that the things He's doing around us to be able to take advantage of them or to pass on to other people. And so she's going to be talking about that some today. So this is what she's got to say. Very interesting story to Joshua. Well, with that, our outreach program, which I'll be coming by a little later on today, is going to have the 16th day blowout. And pretty much what it is trying to get people around the community together so they can kind of find out who's there and who's not and everything, because as we know from meeting here at Bethel, the people that you meet and know in your Christian family, there's a lot of knowledge out there about things. Some things you may know, and I don't know. And there's some things that I might know and you don't know. And so you can ask each other. I was getting some help from Don this morning on my eating unit that decides it wants to quit right now. Kind of a bad time. But he gave me some ideas that we're going to try and see if it'll actually help. And I think it will. But the thing is there, when we do our outreach like this, like I say, we're trying to get people together. And the biggest thing we're trying to do is let people know. Let's see, we talked about that. And I'm pretty sure that all the people that live back there, I think they all know this little white church is right here, don't they? But what they might not know is who the people are in it. And so what we're trying to do is we're going to hand out the flyers and have a little blowout where people can all get together and meet each other and talk. And maybe through that, we'll have some people realize that the people that are here are very concerned and very Christian people that are willing to help them and talk to them, and if we can get some head towards the Jesus' life, that would be a blessing for sure. And then we'll let Him do all the miracle work after that.
Okay?
So that's what we got going on. And for the children's message today, I just want you to know that it doesn't matter if we talked about it before. Oh, big, young, old, it doesn't matter. God, everybody got one of them. So talk it up when you're around people. If you can be a blessing to somebody and let them know that you go to Bethel and you like coming to Bethel because there are friendly people there that are truly concerned with you and they teach you Jesus' words and the way He does things. If you can do that, then it's a good success.
It is.
Quit that, brother.
No, don't do that.